Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
More protests, more people watching, and just a week ago, George Floyd, well, a little over a week ago, was still alive. Since then, there's been so much conversation about where are we headed as a nation, and what is justice for George Floyd. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. And to say we live in an interesting time, in a time where there is possibilities of great change is an understatement, frankly. And grappling for the right words to say is now an occupational hazard for so many in this profession. But the truth of the matter is this, folks, we are all in this together. And when I look at places where I've lived and when I look at what's happening to people's livelihoods and what was happening before, and then I see storefronts being destroyed and some sad things happening, and then realizing there isn't one label for this. There isn't one group responsible, and there are nefarious elements, I'll call them, that are at work here, all kinds of different elements that have headed into these various cities to ignite the match and watch it explode just a little bit more. And we're starting to see that those people are being called out. And when you look at the arrest reports, you can certainly see that by the people who are from all kinds of places, except for that particular city. And now, because of what's happened and the reaction to it, you can't be tone deaf to the protesters. And the president himself said that it was an atrocity what happened to George Floyd. So if we know it was an atrocity and we look at that video and see him losing his life after he was handcuffed and had a knee on his throat begging for help, that he couldn't breathe, and just watching his heart stop, because now that's, of course, what the medical examiner's office is saying, that his death was a homicide and that his heart stopped beating while police restrained him and compressed his neck. Where it's all for naught, these protests, these conversations, if something isn't changed. But that's a big, big ask, and it needs to happen, and it needs to help. We need to help, I think, move that conversation forward as a nation. I say that we are so lucky to live in the United States of America, and I've had the pleasure of traveling, and I've been to some Harry Carey places, I'll call them, where people would love to have the opportunities that we have in this country. So trampling on other people's rights and trampling all over people because of backgrounds, etc., we're better than that. I mean, we are so much better than that. So Ben Crump, while the president, hours later, had a statement in the Rose Garden, and then there was tear gas going off in the background because protesters were being cleared so the president could walk over to the church that was boarded up that had been on fire over the weekend, and to hold a Bible up, and they took a photo, etc. While all that was happening a few hours before that, Benjamin Crump, the Floyd family attorney, held a press conference to announce the findings of the family-commissioned autopsy, And that autopsy, like the medical examiner, similar, asphyxiation from sustained pressure was the cause of his death, and that led to what happened to him. And, of course, the family, through Crump, is saying that Officer Chauvin, who is no longer an officer, was kicked out of the force, obviously in charge, should have been charged with first-degree murder. So while he sits in prison and hell breaks loose in various cities because, again, of some of these misinterpretations of the people who are coming in, but ultimately the actions, the looting, people's businesses being ransacked, except for like the corner stores, not all these big box stores, and then putting people on edge and constantly seeing that flash and seeing the breaking news of what street you can't go down. And I heard that from cousins today in Philly. There were streets that were, you just couldn't go this street, you couldn't go that street. They were closing the bridges off and curfews that were being enforced. And, you know, as somebody said, when George Floyd was taken off the street, his ambulance was actually a hearse. That's what it was. And then that's when things obviously really, really had come to a boiling point, but just boiled right over. And bystanders who were there, who begged officers to intervene, begged, you can see, it recorded his death on video, shared it on social media. They went viral, and then now this is where we are in this country. And as I said, you have you certainly have many local politicians who are trying to figure out what are they supposed to do, and the president who is saying, you know, these governors need to get a handle on it. You had the National Guard that's been called out. You had Washington, D.C. that had some big protests over the weekend, so much so that the president's people and the Secret Service felt like he needed to go to the bunker. And then that, of course, became a big meme that the president was sheltering in the bunker while, you know, everything else was raging around him. And is that leadership or not? That's being called into question. There's arguments happening over that. But we see that one of the things that he has said, as far as Floyd and the family go, and as soon as the video was released, he certainly said the same thing that everybody else is saying, that it was abhorrent, unbelievable to watch that, et cetera, you know, et cetera. One of the things the president did say is, I am your law and order president, and he did, as I said, order thousands of armed troops into Washington, and there are governors, he says, that are weak governors and that they need to crack down on the protests. He said, when you look at the protests in dozens of cities, and he spoke to the governors on a video conference with law enforcement, national security officers, telling these law enforcement people, telling the local leaders that they have to get tougher amid these protests, and criticize their response. And the president said, he said this on the call. He said, most of you are weak. You have to arrest people. So we've had a week of all kinds of different things happen in cities from Philly to L.A. to New York and, of course, Minneapolis, which is the ground zero for all of this. Protests getting very, very heated, particularly on Friday and Saturday night. Stay with us. Numbers on all of this coming up next, including COVID-19.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owner population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM. All right, in this version of We Can Count, some interesting numbers. Some of them sad, some of them happy numbers. This certainly isn't. The death odometer from COVID-19, 107,000. The confirmed cases, 1.85 million. Recovered, 412,000. Worldwide, 375,000 deaths. Recovered, 2.69 million. Confirmed cases all totaled 6.26 million. The thought among people is interesting as to whether or not they feel safe going back to restaurants. There's more reopenings. There are restaurants that have distance things. I don't think I've been anywhere, which I haven't been that many places, but in a grocery store. I was in a grocery store today, and it was pretty empty, and there were arrows for the going one way and going up the other way, and then there were 6 feet separating you, and there's plexiglass between you and the cashier, and there were other safety things that were in place, including one entrance and exit to get in and out of the store, which I've seen that in a lot of different places, and there is no number for that, because I looked at that. I looked for a number for grocery stores, and when you look at groceries, people have been talking about groceries, and groceries, the cost of groceries per month or per week since, you know, COVID-19, and it's interesting because grocery stores have incremental increases. You know, they and how much overall in the United States they're seeing in a profit. food prices have soared to the highest one-month increase since 1974. Eggs. I didn't even think about this. I thought about the overall bill, but I didn't think about eggs being up 16%. Yeah, how about that? There's one of the things that's really shot up. So prices in meat, poultry, fish, eggs, probably the steepest, right? And it's on the rise. So maybe you spent $100 normally, depending on your family, what you're getting, and then it goes up to $125. Most people are seeing it like that. They're seeing it in terms of $10, $15, $20, you know, dollars more. There is an index for it. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics Monthly Consumer Price Index report includes that. They call it, you know, of course, the CPI. And when they look at the CPI and they look at groceries, consumers on average paid 2.6% more for groceries. That's what you're paying more. And in February, they had a one-month increase. Well, it's the largest one-month increase since February of 1974. During the past 12 months, grocery prices have risen 4.1%. Wow. And as I told you about the eggs. And then, of course, some people are having delivered, and delivery could be a little bit more depending on how you're having them delivered. That would matter, obviously. But some people are using that. Hurricane season. Let's throw something else cataclysmic into this scenario we're dealing with these days. But the hurricane season officially started. It has started as of Monday. And what does NOAA predict? A busy hurricane season is what they're saying. So the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration predicted as many as 19 named storms would form, of which maybe 10 could be hurricanes. And they are predicting it could be a very active season. I mean, just in looking at what they're seeing and forecasting, there is no magic wand that can say go away or says this is exactly what we're seeing when we look into this crystal ball. But it could come into play when you think of where it could hit. And we know that can be, you know, that can be dicey. So there, places like the American Red Cross they're just ready. They say disasters don't stop during the coronavirus outbreak. So we head into hurricane season. Our goal is to provide anyone in need after disaster with comfort and whatever support that they may need, that we can't. You know, we can't worry about it. We don't know what's going to happen. So we just have to roll with whatever it is. And we've already seen two named storms that have formed, tropical storms Arthur and Bertha. So we've seen those. But this is it. This is officially when that could potentially, when it could potentially strike. I mean, there's a reason why they call it hurricane season. With getting back to work, one of the things that, of course, you've noticed and I've noticed and everybody else has noticed is that streaming is very, very big because movies are shut down. So movies that were supposed to be released were held, and movie theaters, movie chains, of course, are losing money and have furloughed employees. But they're redoing movie theaters. So plexiglass, that kind of stuff is being put in place. Seats are being taken out, that kind of stuff. And what about Hollywood getting back to business? They are working on what they're going to do, staggered crew meals, testing and compliance officers at some of the sets, having them there in almost all the sets if they can have them. And there's a task force that they formed that included Netflix and Walt Disney and CBS and top studios and people that produce films of whatever sort. And they issued a 22-page report to the California governor and the New York governor and others as well because of where they shoot. But a glimpse of what it could look like would include that testing, that they would be subject to tests whenever they come on the set. And teaching everybody the hygiene things that we all keep hearing about, scrubbing surfaces and washing your hands and the mealtime staggered, no large groups, that kind of thing. The buffet-style food service eliminated. Like, buffet is not even going to be in our language for maybe a long time, maybe forever. You know, go to the buffet. Remember that? That was big in Las Vegas, which is opening up. Big on movie sets. Big at big parties. So they're talking about the elimination of that. Big in restaurants when they have buffets. Probably not going to have those either. And that's exactly what they're saying in Hollywood with these shoots and stuff. So they'll have meals and snacks that would be packaged or wrapped or, you know, whatever. And they would have this COVID-19 compliance officer that would have the training to be there. Because sets normally can have, you can have a lot of people at some of these sets. Or what happens if you have fight scenes? Or think about what could possibly transmit anything with performers and what they have to do. And they're talking about having video conferences on ways that they can, things they can tape, and then when they're having auditions, having a plexiglass partition between the performers and the observers, and wow, this is the new, this is the new way of life, and if they want to get back to work, that's exactly what they're trying to do, and to try to become as compliant as they can, so that they can have these sets that would, you know, open up. One of the stories that we've been following is the story of Nick Cordero. Do you know who Nick Cordero is? He is an actor, really a brilliant actor, great singer, a Broadway actor, and he is somebody who was hit by COVID-19 hard, has a young 6-month-old baby, and unfortunately he got it, and they had to amputate one of his legs, and he has problems with his lungs, and it's been months that he's been in a hospital, and he has had this wild roller coaster ride of what they're doing to try to save his life, and they're pulling secretions out of his lungs, and they're saying that that's a small win, but they don't know. Is he going to make it? He's weak. But he's opening his eyes, and they say just even opening his eyes and closing his eyes takes all his energy. Can you imagine? That's why it's nothing to fool around with if you're someone like him and you end up getting COVID-19. And he came down with it in Los Angeles late in March. He thought it was pneumonia, and it was COVID-19. Stay with us. More coming your way next. I'll meet you on the other side.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In a video conference with governors, President Donald Trump called them weak and demanded tougher crackdowns on burning, looting, and other violence among the demonstrations. He also said the governors are making themselves look like fools for not calling up more of the National Guard as a show of force on city streets. Houston Chief of Police Art Acevedo was in an interview on CNN and had his response to the president's comments.
Let me just say this to the President of the United States on behalf of the police chiefs in this country. please, if you don't have something constructive to say, keep your mouth shut. This is not about dominating. It's about winning hearts and minds. And let's be clear. We do not want people to confuse kindness with weakness. But we don't want ignorance. Speaking for my colleagues across the country where their officers are being injured, community members are being injured, and we need leadership now more than ever.
This is USA Radio News. The SpaceX astronauts made it to the International Space Station, and Tim Berg has an update.
The astronauts who docked at the International Space Station this weekend aren't sure when they're coming home. Their mission depends on the performance of their new Crew Dragon capsule. Commander Doug Hurley says Sunday's docking of the Crew Dragon was smooth as silk.
We didn't feel the docking. It was just so smooth, and then we were docked, which in shuttle you felt a little bit of a jolt, nothing real heavy, but you felt it.
Hurley also saying it was a smooth flight.
Former boxing champion Floyd Mayweather has offered to pay for George Floyd's funeral and memorial service, and the family has accepted the offer. Mayweather personally has been in touch with the family numerous times. According to the CEO of Mayweather Promotions, he will handle costs for the funeral on June 9th in Floyd's hometown of Houston, as well as other expenses. Listen live anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Water crisis, obviously, many times on this show. It seems like forever ago, doesn't it? If you think of the Flint children who are at this point now 6 to 12 years old and who claim they were poisoned by lead poisoned by city water, now it's civil lawsuit time. I mean, that's, you know, how the courts turn. You know, I'm from a family of lawyers, so I understand this. And it was first heard in U.S. District Court. You know, they're on track to have their civil lawsuits heard for the first time, rather, in U.S. District Court. And that may happen in the fall, may happen, it looks like, in November. So we have an attorney who represents thousands of Flint residents in state and federal lawsuits. Corey Stern joins us. Corey, thanks for coming on. Where are we at with the kids, like I mentioned, and this possible start for this first hearing, this civil lawsuit?
Thank you so much for having me. So there's roughly 8,000 children in Flint, Michigan, who at the time of the water crisis were under the age of 18. Many of them now may be adults. The youngest ones now are probably, you know, 5, 6, 7 years old. And the federal court judge in Ann Arbor has set the first round of trials for what was supposed to be the end of November, but it just got moved as a result of COVID to the third week in January 2021. And it'll be a trial for somewhere between one child and 14 children. There's been a process over the last year, year and a half to narrow down the first pool of trials. And the judge made it clear that she wanted the most impacted group of people, which is children who were under the age of 6 at the time, who were exposed to lead. She wants the first group of trials to be for those kids. And it's gone from 150 kids, a pool of 150 kids that were randomly selected, to 100 to 50 to 30 to now 14. And the judges indicated that the number that will be tried will be somewhere between 1 and 14, most likely closer to 14 than 1. And the goal of these trials is to sort of get, you know, an idea of what at a trial the issues really are between the defendants and the plaintiffs and what the values of the cases are with an eye towards settling.
Okay, so you look at these kids and you talked about their ages. Let's go there first. After what happened in Flint, what happened to them, to their health, et cetera?
So kids who are lead poisoned, it's you know, it's a little nuanced, but the reality is what kids who are lead poisoned lose is their potential. I mean, the easiest way to describe it is that it creates cognitive deficits in kids, which make it more difficult for them to learn. It makes it far more likely that a lead poisoned kid will be held back in school once or maybe even twice. It makes their attention span significantly decreased. It creates anxiety and anxiousness and also anger issues in kids. And so ultimately what you have is a kid who, before he or she was lead poisoned, had the capability or potential to do X. You know, maybe it's just graduate from high school, or maybe it's go to college, or maybe it's get a master's degree or a doctorate degree. And whatever that potential is, significant diminishment of that potential such that the kid who may have been able to graduate from high school likely won't. The kid that may have been able to go to college likely won't. The kid that may have been able to get a graduate degree likely won't. And so they will always, for the most part, be able to accomplish less than they otherwise would have. And that's just in one box. And then in the other box is, you know, what's the value of, you know, how do you quantify what it means for a kid who is a year or two older than his classmates, who's growing a mustache before they're even having their voice changed, who's taken twice as long on exams to do, you know, twice as poorly as his classmates. And so the effects on kids are, it's not uniform across the board because kids start out different. Every kid is different, but they're all similar in terms of impacting potential, impacting self-worth, how a kid views his place in the world, how a kid reacts to all of the things about himself that aren't what they should be. And do they act out with their classmates? Do they act out with their siblings? Do they act out with their parents? And so as kids get older, it's easier to see some of the deficits. So if a two-year-old kid is lead poisoned, it's not good. But you probably won't be able to see all of the effects until a kid is 4 or 5 or 7 or 10. Or in some cases, the best way to view it is at the age of 18 or 19 or 20, once they've gotten to a point where they're trying to graduate high school or pass the GED exam.
Wow. So you look at that, and thanks for that setup, because there are so many things that can happen. And then physically down the road, all the other potential damages from lead poisoning, it's easy to read about some of those, certainly, and everybody's case would be individual as to how it affects them and the exposure and whatnot. But what happens in January is really important, right, because it affects all those other kids or other people who could have a lawsuit with the city over what's happened. So this is really important, what happens in January, right?
It is. And so at this point, almost all of the lawsuits have been filed. But when you have, you know, when the Flint water crisis happened, the estimates of what the population in the city of Flint was are around 100,000 people. And that population has diminished over time. It's been diminishing for decades for various reasons. But of those 100,000 people, somewhere around 20 to 22,000 are probably under the age of 18. And most people who have decided to take legal action already filed lawsuits. Not for kids, but for adults, you have some serious statutes of limitations issues. For kids, they really have until they're 19 years old because the statute's different for a child. They have to become an adult before it really kicks in. But the reason these trials are so important, they're called bellwether trials. It's a, you know, it's a fancy term that's used in large litigations with thousands of people. And these kids will serve as bellwethers, meaning they're going to be able to sort of be the barometer for all of the other cases that are similar. And so if you have 14 kids and all 14 lose, which will not happen, but if that were to happen, you can have a pretty good feeling about what the likelihood of success is for all of the other kids that are similarly situated. Conversely, if depending on various factors, one kid gets a verdict of $5 million and one kid gets a verdict of $100,000 and one kid gets a verdict of $1.75 million, depending on the various factors that went into each of those individual kids' verdicts, you can begin to formulate ways to look at the other cases that prior to a trial, you're just kind of making up. You know, I know what I think a case is worth for child A with these 15 factors, you know, but what I think, not just, you know, in my own life and marriage doesn't matter, but, you know, in the world of the legal world, it doesn't matter either until a jury or a judge says it's so. So, yes, this is a huge moment in time for all the people in Flint because it will, for the first time, value the harm and damage that was done to members of the most vulnerable population.
Yeah, like I said, it certainly illustrates that. And you as the lead attorney, we're speaking with Corey Stern about the Flint water crisis, the lawsuit for the kids that's going to go into federal court in now in January of 2021. I mean, this in prepping for this kind of a trial, this kind of a situation, this is just, I just picture you just surrounded by thousands of documents and talking to all kinds of people. And what's it like to get ready for something like this?
It's challenging, as you described. You know, to be honest, the crisis, the COVID, you know, the health crisis that we're in has actually made it a little bit easier. I mean, there's, you know, we're all kind of staying in place, and even when we're out and about to any extent, it's not typically like I'm used to flying around the country or flying back and forth to Michigan. You know, and it's not just one person. There's always a team of people that work on trials like this. But yes, you're right. There have been, you know, tens of depositions that have already been taken in this litigation. The depositions are continuing on a weekly basis, so we're still getting, you know, evidence before the trial. We have at least 10 experts that are working their rear ends off during this period of time because experts are needed to prove various types of damages. And but it's also extremely rewarding. I mean, as any lawyer that gets to this point where they're preparing trials for clients of theirs who are really, really hurt, especially when you've been working on a case, you know, we've been involved in these cases since mid-2015, and here we are in mid-2020, and it's hard to believe that it's been 6 years since the crisis started and 5 years since we've been litigating it. But it's fun and it's rewarding, and anybody who goes to law school to become a litigator and you've got lawyers in your family, I mean, it's not as stressful at the moment as it is exciting and also rewarding, and talking to these folks on a daily basis or a weekly basis and preparing them for their trial. You know, you could tell that there's an energy amongst the parents of these kids that, all right, now it's finally time. You know, like we've been through a lot. Our city's been through a lot. They've got a ton of pride in Flint. They've got a ton of pride in Michigan. And they've got a ton of pride in their family. And so it's a responsibility. It's exciting. And as a lawyer, you know, as a dad, you know, I wouldn't want to be doing anything else right now in my life but preparing for these trials.
Yeah, interesting, the pandemic, how you said that, how it's weird. It creates that a little bit of that vacuum of time, a little bit of that opening, and then January is when this happens. So we'll talk to you before then and during it, too, I hope, as well, Corey. But thanks so much for joining us on the show and spending some time with us.
It's been a pleasure, and I so appreciate you covering the story. It's really important, not just for folks in Flint, but all over the country.
Yeah, I agree. Thanks, Corey.
Yeah, be well.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time, even after the lockdown is over, why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Snow is a member of IBM's X-Force Red Team and is a well-renowned social engineer or ethical hacker. She uses her skills to help people stay protected and informed. Thank goodness for that. And we are thrilled to have her with us because what a perfect time to talk about what is going on with COVID-19 and all the scammers that are out there. And IBM Security and Morning Consult just did a 2020 Consumer and Small Business COVID-19 Awareness Study, and some of it was pretty frightening. I just was reading that the other day. Snow, thanks so much for popping on.
Thank you so much for having me.
So let's talk about scammers and who are they targeting and, of course, why?
So since this pandemic has started, it's really impacted everyone, especially consumers and small business owners. They're constantly being bombarded with changing information from stimulus checks to stay-at-home orders, small business loans, and even the promise of vaccines. And because of this, scammers are targeting them by playing off of their fear and confusion. And since COVID-19 was declared a pandemic, IBM X-Force saw a 6,000% increase in COVID-19-related spam.
Wow. That's a lot. So what do they look like? What do the COVID-19-related scams look like? How can we tell?
Yeah, so the scam scams have really ranged from emails impersonating major banks like American Express and Wells Fargo, all the way to claiming to be the SBA and even the WHO. So an example of one that we've seen, it pretends to be a major bank, and in the email it says that you've received your stimulus fund credit, but to authorize this and to get your money, you have to first verify yourself. So if you click a link, it takes you to a website that looks almost identical to your bank's login. And if you were to give them your username and password and try to log in, the attackers would then have access to the information, and they could log into your bank and do things like empty out your account or do a wire transfer on your behalf.
Ooh, that's scary. And I can see, I mean, they're clever at disguising it, so it looks real. You're rushing around, and boom, you go for it, especially when you talk about a stimulus because you want the money.
Absolutely. And attackers they've been really smart. They're paying attention to current times, and they're adjusting as things change. So it makes it a lot harder.
All right, once again, we're speaking with Snow, and she's an expert at this kind of stuff. So what about phone calls? Because there's text and phone calls, too, correct?
Absolutely. So one of the things to think about with phone calls is attackers can change their caller ID to look like anything they want, such as an IT department or a bank. So that's a tactic that they're really good at using, is calling you from a number that appears to be legitimate and maybe ask you to verify your information or supply some type of account information or banking information. And that's a pretty clever tactic because it looks legitimate.
Yeah, absolutely. So, again, it's about the awareness. And, Snow, you're a member of IBM's X-Force Red Team. Tell us what that's about.
So we are a group of hackers, and I specifically am a social engineer, which is another word for like a modern-day con artist. But me and my team, we test networks, people, buildings, and we try to break into them to find any vulnerabilities for our clients before bad guys do. So our job is to think like a criminal with the end goal of keeping our clients safe.
I love that. So how do you get into that? So you were obviously very good at what you did. You knew how to think of all the angles, and you must brainstorm on them, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I have a very talented team of people, and we all collaborate together. But I actually have an interesting background. My background is special effects makeup, and I'm able to leverage that into some of the work I do. So if we do go on site to a client and are actually trying to break into their facility, we can do things like disguises and things like that. So it's really fun to be able to leverage another skill set I have into what I do.
Boy, no kidding. Well, I've got to ask you this. Consumers, small businesses, what can we do to protect ourselves?
One of the biggest things I like to tell people is to slow down. Right now, because of the pandemic, a lot of people are feeling rushed and, you know, they're really scared, but you just have to slow down. Or if you're on your phone, it's a small screen, so it's really hard to see all of the details. And make sure you question things. If an email or call, you know, look or feel shady, they probably are. And the other thing is to go to the website directly. So let's say you receive an email that might be your bank. Instead of clicking on links or opening attachments, go to their website directly. More times than not, they have this information on the homepage or link to an FAQ page where you can get tons of information. And then the last thing I'd like to suggest is enable multi-factor authentication. This is really just an extra security layer. So instead of logging in with just your username and password, you also have an additional piece of information you have to enter, like a code from a text message. That way, if attackers do have your username and password, they can't log in without that extra code.
Oh, that is so, so good. Well, I think it's so interesting what you do, Snow. And one last thing, where can listeners go for more info on this?
Absolutely. So for more information, listeners can go to ibm.com/COVID-19.
All right, perfect. Snow, keep doing what you're doing. Wow, so intriguing. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, how interesting is that when you think about what she's doing And Snow mentioned some things, like you look at these alleged emails from the IRS, and 35% of the respondents to that awareness study that I mentioned expect to hear communications from the IRS by mail. And despite all the warnings from the IRS and from various law enforcement agencies and anybody you can think of connected to the security community, the IRS is never going to email you about your tax filing. So just put that in your head. Plant that in your head. You're not going to get an email on it. And if you do, it is a scam. They are phishing. They are looking for you. So here's something else pulling out of our conversation. You look at small business owners and this confusion that's kind of all over the place. Only 14% of small business owners feel like they're knowledgeable about the process to get across to get access, rather, to the government's Small Business Loan Relief Program. We just had more money put into that, so a second layer of that, right? And despite the guidance that's out there that's offered all over the place, again, going, as Snow said, going directly to the site, I guess it's she's right. It's the cycle of being so fast to quickly react and do things that we're not paying attention. We're not thinking that it's any kind of clickbait or any of that kind of stuff. And, of course, the stimulus checks and COVID-19, it's a disaster for this. Testing is, it's become the perfect clickbait. And on that survey, over half of the people who responded said they would click on links or open attachment in emails, any of the emails they got that pertain to their stimulus check eligibility. And again, it looks so real, so once you click on it, boom, they are in. So somebody who's trying to get you, and that's why this team that they have, the IBM X-Force Red Team, I mean, how clever is that? How smart? Because they're trying to stay ahead of the game to think of what a criminal would do and what is it that they would put out there to try to pull you in, what kind of scam. And because we're in unprecedented times, in uncharted waters especially, but always, I shouldn't say always, but mostly it's connected scams really get life when they're connected to panic and fear. And then particularly when there's something that happens that's devastating to people, and obviously COVID-19 falls into that category with the rampant unemployment and people waiting for stimulus checks, like we said, or waiting to apply for loans, any of that kind of thing. And, of course, this is so, so key. I can't say it enough because I know people that I think are super smart. Two people in my world that got sucked into a scam, and it was related to the IRS and their business. And because it was a business thing and they were going through with the IRS what they were doing with the business, they didn't realize that this was phony. And unfortunately, it took them down a very, very scary, scary path. So glad that Snow joined us to talk about what they're doing. And as part of that ethical hacking team, the insights that they are out there providing, to protect consumers and small business owners from cyber criminals, while being up on everything that we need to know during the pandemic. Thanks to all of you for listening to this version of the show. Remember, we're all in this together. Mahalo. Under stay-at-home orders, trying to figure out what to do with your free time, even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.